For listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Welcome to Cheese Please and our number one rerun, the last show before 1000.
And from 2006 at that, it is of course the famous,
or the infamous,
Flying Saucer Show.
So enjoy these hijinks in outer space.
Dear listeners, I have to get serious now. I have an announcement. I popped the marriage question to Daffodil.
And of course I said yes. So show 1000's gonna be extra special. Don't miss it.
So now here we go into outer space.
Music sick, sounding like it's disease, blowing up on your speakers, like the sick you just squeezed. Am I being way too graphic? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say, ah, cause this is Cheese Please. This is Cheese Please. This is Cheese Please. This is Cheese Please. This is Cheese Please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome to another episode of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude. And by the way, Daffodil, how you doing there? How are you feeling?
Well, I was happy to hear the theme, because that was something familiar in this place that's very strange.
Oh, I know. By the way, if anyone hasn't figured out,
we're not in the van.
Yeah.
Not even on Earth.
Well, apparently, we're just flying away. This is our flying saucer special here on Keys Bees. And the whole
idea... You and your bright ideas.
Well, come on. We got all that flying saucer music from Lee Hartsfeld and his, music you don't want to hear anywhere else or whatever, his blog. And
music you wouldn't hear anywhere else.
Well, yeah. Whatever. Anyway, the whole idea, I thought, well, since Moondog is off somewhere with the aliens, I thought, well, maybe I could email Moondog.
Hitch a ride.
And he's not here, but he sent a couple of his croonies, and I tried to talk with him, but it doesn't work. I could say, hey, alien, how you doing today?
And it sounds like he's inviting you back to his place to be probed.
Fine. I just don't understand that. I don't know what he's saying, but, you know, he's been really nice to me, and maybe we'll take a little bit of a tour on the flying saucer a little later on.
As long as we can avoid that probing room.
Fine. Anyway, we got flying saucer music here on the show today. We have Hank Snow. There's a guy for you. Classic country artist. Has a honeymoon on a rocket ship, apparently. We have Buchanan and Goodman coming in with their classic flying saucer break-in record. We'll have a little more about them a little later on. Annette Funicello, a truck-driving flying saucer thing, which is kind of weird. And we're starting off with some hillbillies. Well, in this case, the Moonbillies. There you go. What do you think of that, Daffodil? Yeah, whatever. And the fall of planet Earth right here on...
It's Out of This Planet, Cheese Please.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following is a recording received at our London observatory from somewhere in outer space.
Presenting the Moonbillies.
It was sad, so sad. It was bad, so bad. The fall of that great planet Earth.
Now come all you space creatures and listen to our song. A story of the mighty Earth and what they did so wrong. They hung there in outer space, they were our closest friend. Until they built their atom bomb, and then it was their end.
It was sad, so sad, it was bad, so bad. The fall of that great planet Earth.
We watched them in our telescopes, they had such funny ways. They drove around in gas machines on things they call freeways. Their women, they were pretty. Their men were brave and true. But they wouldn't trust each other. And now their world is through.
It was sad, so sad. It was bad, so bad. The fall of that great planet Earth.
We tried so hard to warn them, but heed they would not take. We sent our spaceships down to them, but they were called a fake. Oh, how sad their ending, their doom we could not stop. They built their bombs and rockets, and then they blew their top.
It was sad, so sad, it was bad, so bad. The fall of that great planet Earth.
Oh, if there is another world listening to this song, please take our advice to you and stop the ways of wrong. Build your world on trust and love and not on fear and hate. And take a lesson from the earth and do not share their fate.
It was sad, so sad, it was bad, so bad. The fall of the great planet Earth.
All I could say was, oh my God, oh my God.
Sweet cheese, camembert.
Flying Saucer Edition with When You See Those Flying Saucers, Buchanan Brothers, and before that, the Moonbilly, sort of a hillbilly revival, talking about flying saucers in outer space, I
talking
think.
Talking about the end of the Earth. Don't you even listen to the lyrics?
No.
Come
on, Daffodil, look where we are. We're here in the middle of a flying saucer in outer space somewhere, and you're concentrating on the whole music. Really?
I have to.
I mean, really, look at this place.
I'm trying not to. I'm sitting here with my eyes closed thinking, I'm in the van.
No, you're not in the van.
I know, because there's no microphone and there's no computer because they made these implants in us so that we don't need microphones.
I know.
It's all creepy, creepy.
Well, come on, look at the surroundings here. It's all decked out in, I don't know, what color's that?
I don't know. It's an alien color.
Well, I know that. Sort of a turquoise green slash gray.
With pink highlights.
Well, I don't know what the whole pink highlights is. You know,
it's like sparkles.
And all that electronic gizmo stuff on the wall there is creating all the sound you hear in the saucer. It's just, and the aliens are over in the corner. They're
whispering quietly among themselves.
Yeah, I know. I've tried to talk to
and
them already.
And making notes. Yeah, didn't you see they're making notes. They write in the air and it appears and then it disappears and I don't know where it goes.
Maybe what are they using? That little pointy thing?
Yeah. Okay. I remember that little pointy thing.
Okay, fine. By the way, this is Snarf Dude.
And Daffodil.
Right here in our Flying Saucer edition of Cheese Please, as we're flying around here in a flying saucer.
It's out of this world.
You could say that. And actually, Daffodil, come on, we're going to walk around here a little bit. Since we have these implant microphones, we don't have to stay here. And here, I'm just going to press this button here and open the door. There, okay. Hey, there's... Yeah, okay. Close behind me. I don't care. This is the probe room. Don't you remember this?
Yes!
Yeah. Oh, look at this, Daphne.
No!
Look at this little probe.
No!
Remember that?
No!
Yeah. Kind of nasty looking, isn't it?
Go probe yourself.
That's a cue to play some music while we get back to the main control room, I think.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, well,
talk to the air and then the music magically plays. There's no buttons to push.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just going to open the door and let's get out of here. Okay, anyway.
Jump to the door quick.
Ah, there we go. Yep. Oh, jeez, it near missed me.
That's because they're smaller than we are.
Yeah, well, I have to, every time I walk here in the van, I'm getting screwed up now. Every time I walk in here, I get a duck. It's crazy. And speaking of crazy things, we got Annette Funicello and Crazy Place from Outer Space coming up, but that's pretty much where we are right now. We also have the Flying Saucer Man and the Truck Driver starting off things with right here on
Out of This World. It's Cheese, Please.
I was pushing my rig out across the desert one morning about 3. And there was nobody else out on the road, nobody except for me. When I saw what looked like a flying saucer sitting by the side of the road. So I hit the air and I stopped it right there and I darn near lost my load. Well, I crawled out my rig and I walked on over to this funny looking flying machine. It had some weird designs and some funny looking signs like I ain't never seen. Then I heard this tapping inside, so I opened up the door just to see what I could see. And to my surprise, right before my eyes was a little man looking at me. And he said,
"Pour me another cup of coffee and help me get out of this sand. I'm running away behind my schedule.
Been pushing this flying saucer from Mars to Venus and back. But this time he misjudged directions and he kind of got off the track. He said, "Could you help me get my engine started?" I said, "I'll do what I can do." Well, I gave him a jump and he said,
"Thank you, truck driver."
And he flew off into the blue. Now I ain't telling anyone what I saw that night from the cab of my truck. Cause they'd never believe me anyhow, and they might try to lock me up. So I'll keep it to myself, but I'll keep a close watch when I'm on the desert again. Cause maybe someday he'll come back this way, and I'll hear him singing again.
Just that, well, once a week or so, some of the parts go missing.
That crazy place in outer space is very strange to me. The way they talk, the way they walk is silly as can be. They've won their fame and much acclaim by just the opposite.
Well, just last night the moon was bright, so I got out of bed. And then a face from outer space looked down at me and said, "Bingo, you're where no we.
Bingo, you're where no we.
Do you think we ever see we?
Do you think we ever see we?
Earthy people.
but the face from outer space was jabbering about.
Then after a while, I saw him smile. I knew I'd found the key. For every word that I had heard
was in reverse C-U.
You see?
So now I'm wise. It's no surprise that backwards I should get. And every line just turns out fine when we sing this duet. Ingo, you're where knowing.
We know where you're going.
Do you bend me MC wing?
We see everything you do.
Earth people, people, for not we.
We're not purple people eaters.
Boy, if then get more, are we?
We are more hip than you.
With that crazy place from outer space. And
I
Annette,
like that one.
Annette Funicello. And before that, we had The Flying Saucer Man and the Truck Driver by Red Sampson or Simpson or...
Some red guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Only he wasn't really red. He was actually people-colored.
Yeah, well.
The aliens are all different colors.
Yeah, I noticed that. You walk around, you see...
They don't have clothes. They're just different colors.
Yeah, you see, like, the traditional, stereotypical green guy, known from planet Mars.
I kind of like the plaid one. I thought that was kind of cool.
The plaid guy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's just... Yeah, I just can't figure out where his eyes are. That's the whole thing. I just...
Well, no, that was my problem with the polka dot guy.
Oh, the polka dot guy? You had a problem with that?
Yeah, I couldn't figure out where any parts of him were.
I think we
eyes,
were,
nose, ears.
I think we were at that whole... I think it was a common area for food. I love what they call food. These little... it's just...
Well, it's a choice. You can have goo.
Yeah.
Or you can have chewy goo.
Oh, it's just like, all they do is,
it's in tubes.
Oh.
Like toothpaste, and you squeeze it in your mouth.
Ew.
Swallow.
That's not my idea of eating. I'm sorry, Daffodil. And
there's
green.
No chewing involved.
There's green goo and sort of a turquoisey blue goo, and I suppose I could take the pink goo and just think it's like bubblegum or something, but...
I gotta tell you, though.
Why?
Don't ask for a cup of coffee.
Why?
Because apparently it means something totally different in their language.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say anything. I've just been occasionally talking to them before we go on the air and that, but they were quite polite when they picked me up on Earth, and you, of course.
Yes,
and
they sedated me because I said I wasn't coming.
Yeah, for you.
You didn't ask me if I wanted to go to outer space.
Well, I had no problem with it.
You and your bright ideas.
I had no problem with it, but we'd had to sedate you to get you in and beam you up on the whole teleporter thing. Oh, are you going to be okay when we return to Earth? Huh?
Yes, because I'm going back to terra firma, to the ground.
Oh, okay.
To the ground that I like.
I'm
happy to go back to the van.
Good. I just want to check on that one. But I don't think I'm going to be eating much of anything in that common area that I believe is what their equivalent of the lunchroom. But
it's definitely not a diner.
No, it's definitely not a diner, unfortunately.
I'm having ice cream, and I'm having chocolate brownies, and I'm having strawberries and fudge sauce.
Yeah, okay, when we get back
when we
to
get
Earth.
Back.
Okay. Well, we're...
To wash that gooey taste out of my mouth.
Yeah, okay. But we're getting into some music now. We got John Goodman, the son of the late Dickie Goodman, and the return of the Flying Saucer a little later on, carrying on his father's tradition. But we're starting off with a classic one from 1956, Flying Saucer the Second by Buchanan and Goodman. Right here on...
It's Out of This Planet Cheese Place.
Yeah, on a flying saucer.
At this very moment, somewhere in outer space, the first Earth ship is landing on Mars.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Look at that.
This is Joan Cameron, downtown Mars. Thousands of Martians have come out to greet the first Earth ship. Pardon me, sir. Would you care to say a few words?
Shut your mouth. Go away.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, here is the Martian national anthem. Ladies and gentlemen, something seems to be happening. The giant frog monster is approaching. We can see the monster now. He's wearing
a white sport
cold.
I think the monster is about to speak.
I wonder why nobody don't like me. Or is it the fact that I'm ugly?
There's only one person who can save these people now. Stepping out of the spaceship is Elton. How do you feel about this situation?
I'm a little mixed up on the field, but...
Do you think you can save Mars from the monster?
Yay, yay.
We return you now to Earth for a message from the President.
This is Washington. The President has a message.
I'm all shook up.
We switch you now to London.
This is Sir John Cameron Cameron, downtown London. The Prime Minister has just said...
I think I'm gonna cry.
We switch you now to Moscow.
This is John Cameron Cameronovich. We're here with the Russian Chief of Staff. Have you a few words?
We return you now to Mars.
This is John Cameron Cameron again, downtown Mars. Our hero has won. Wait, the monster is saying...
I feel like I could die.
Our hero is stepping back into the spaceship and is taking off.
You saved our planet, and now you're gone.
Now you're gone.
One more time.
That's so cheesy, it's almost unspeakable. That stuff sticks with you.
All things cheesy in music.
Cheese, please.
We are downtown where a flying saucer is hovering over the city.
Hey, in the UFO, what are you here for?
I don't want to be alone.
Joining us from FBI X-Files are Agents Fox Mulder and Dana Scully. Agent Scully is discussing FBI strategy with Agent Mulder. Agent Mulder, this is the second occurrence of flying saucers since 1956. What do you call this strange phenomena? Just in from the sex scandal in Washington, President Bill Clinton is preparing to address the media. The flying saucer has landed. Aliens are marching out of the ship. They are communicating with us in an unknown language. Agent Mulder, what should we do if the aliens attack? This just in, we are intercepting a radio transmission to the aliens. It's coming from Howard Stern. Oh no, they got Agent Scully, and they're taking her into the spacecraft. Scully, do you have any last words for Agent Mulder?
Say you will be there.
I'm going on board the alien ship. Mr. Alien, what do you want from Agent Scully?
Wait, Mulder is rescuing Scully. They're running out of the saucer. Who will save us from the alien attack? Xena is here, and she's fighting off the alien invaders. Xena, how do you do it?
I'm a bitch, I'm a lover.
Thank you, Xena.
I'm a child, I'm a mother.
Thank you, Xena.
I'm a sinner, I'm a saint.
Xena!
I do not feel ashamed.
Xena! The flying saucer is taking off. They won't let me out. Mr. Alien, where are we going? A strange force is pulling us toward the radio station. We're being interrupted for a public service announcement.
Due to copyright violation, this broadcast is terminated.
But Mr. Alien, that's not the way this CD is supposed to end.
Wanna know the rest? Hey, by the rights.
Keys, please. And John Goodman sort of doing a mediocre...
Lame. Come right out and say it.
Version.
Lame.
Compared to his father, Dickie Goodman, and Return of the Flying Saucer, 1997 there. I got some references with Bill Clinton and all that stuff. And my name is Starftoon.
I'm Daffodil.
And we're here on the flying saucer that we borrowed from our pal Moondog, who's been off in space for...
I don't think it's his.
What?
I don't think it's his flying saucer. We didn't borrow it from him. We asked him to send some friends to visit.
Well, yeah. Okay, fine. You know, he's not here.
Exactly.
His alien friends have sent this saucer down here so we could do a recorded live show right here.
From this... spaceship.
Not from the van, from the spaceship. And we've been seeing a variety of different people here on the saucer. We walked into the probe room earlier, the Daffodil.
No, I'm going to cover my ears and say, no, 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 Let me know when you're done talking about probe.
We walked into the probe room as Daffodil got a little concerned about that. Okay, knock it off. And, you know, we're just walking around here in the control room, just, you know, looking at all the fancy lights and have
and
no idea.
That we're not supposed to touch.
And I'm trying to talk to the alien, and it's totally useless, as you've heard earlier. But I'm going to try one more time, okay?
Just go try to touch that big blue button again, because we know he doesn't like it when you touch that one.
Okay, I'm just going to touch it now. Uh-oh.
What did you do?
Okay, fine.
That looks like the business end of a very nasty alien gun.
Down, go away from the button.
Back away from the button.
Okay, I only hit one. I guess it turned off the alarm. That's fine. Oh, wow. You know,
they're going to jettison you like garbage into outer space if you don't stop touching the buttons.
Sorry. I want to touch the buttons, and you got a little mad before, but
That's beyond mad.
Oh, well.
That's a don't touch the buttons, say goodbye, snarf dude.
Yeah. Down with the guns. Thank you.
Yeah, they're still pointing them at us, and they're kind of making motions towards that transporter area.
I think we just ran out of our time on the spaceship. Well, fine. I guess we better end it off with Hank Snow and Honeymoon on a Rocket Ship. And until next week, if we actually see you then. My name is Snarf Dude.
And hopefully they don't turn us into some kind of alien goo. And my name is Daffodil.
Until next week on Cheese Please.
When we'll be back in the van on Terra Firma on the ground, and I'm going to kiss the dirt when I get down there.
Oh,
and then I'm going to go have brownies and ice cream.
I confess, this didn't work out. I'm sorry. Goodbye.
We're not doing this again.
No,
goodbye.
No. Bye.
I know somewhere out in the world there is a gal for me. I'd like to find and make you mine. How happy we would be. Moonlight night to sit outdoors and spoon, 'cause I would buy a rocket ship and take you to the moon. We would have our honeymoon on the rocket ship. We would fly from star to star on our wedding trip. You can make your wedding gown out of a big moonbeam. Sprinkle stardust in your hair, you'd be a perfect dream. The universe with no one else around. I'd reach right up and pick the stars and make you a pretty crown. I'd place it on your little head and kiss your smiling lips as we glided out through space upon the rocket ship. We would have our honeymoon on a rocket ship. We would fly from star to star on our wedding trip. You can make your wedding gown out of a big moonbeam. Stardust in your hair, you'd be a perfect dream. Then we'd go strolling arm in arm along the Milky Way. We would visit every planet on our wedding day. We would laugh and love, sweetheart, and you could be my wife. We would find the land of love out there in paradise. We would have our honeymoon on the rocket ship. We would fly from star to star on our wedding trip. I'd take my old guitar along and we could softly croon on our journey through the sky and headed for the moon.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird, Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezedlee.com. I'm Uncle